Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's our biannual Power Pundit panel to discuss everything that's been going on at the legislature, and what a story it is. On the program today, Mary Lau, Trey Abney, Larry Mathias, and Bob Berengo. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer. Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this program the morning of Tuesday, the 4th of June, and we have a lot of people here who have had either little or no sleep, because although we thought the session would end at midnight last night, it did not. Mary Lau is with us, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Larry Mathias is executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Bob Berengo, former speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. Okay, Mary, what happened last night and what's happening this morning?
Well, they're in the process of their second sine die right now for the special session. But last night was one of the most bizarre things that I've ever seen. We just did a countdown. You would appreciate that, Mr. Former Speaker, yourself. They just, it was like, it's midnight, we're done. Now what do we do? There was no motion to adjourn sine die before midnight. Nothing. And it was, they had a few bills left on the board, but it was amazing actually to watch Roberson. because Roberson sort of like he and Kroliki took over procedure and was going, you've got to do this now. And he would go over. He never sat down watching from the gallery. Pacing he would back. Go over pacing back and forth. He would go over to Mo and the majority leader and say, now you've got to do this. And then you've got to do that. And then they kept, we have to get the cops bill out. And then Mo kept rolling the cops bill to the next agenda and stuff. And they just ran out of time. And he was so frustrated to watch it. And everybody just sat there and went, what just happened? I have not seen anything. And then Kroliki was did a marvelous job. Absolutely great keeping things going. He played the dad, so to speak. You know, it's like, okay, kids, just relax. But and now you got the Senate. Everybody in the Senate is explaining the bills and explaining what's going on, how this has changed, why this has changed. It's like the first bill out appeared to be a changed bill, but it was actually a bill that was agreed to in conference committee that didn't get over. So the changes that have been agreed to, which is the economic development, yeah, where they raised it by $25 million and made it 15 years. So it's $100 million and 15 years investment in the state. But they got out the stupid let's give movies credit and forgot to pay the cops. So,
And what was also unusual was, normally special sessions, would start at 11 o'clock or noon or something like that to give people a chance to get some sleep. This one started, at 6 a.m.?
Yes. Well, I think it started at 6:30, 6:45. And I think the idea, because, I worked in the Givens administration in 07, and we had to do a special session right after that, and we waited till the next day, and it took us a while. And I think that was probably a mistake at the time. I think if you keep them around, keep them tired, although some of them, I guess, went home for a while and came back and were out, late. You keep them around, keep them tired. That way they're not, they're too tired to pull any shenanigans on you. They're there. The governor gets to set the agenda. He has all the power there. He tells them what bills they get to vote on, and they move forward. I don't understand on the more cops bill, and this is a sales tax increase in Clark County.
That's been approved by the voters.
That's been 10 years ago.
The governor
10 years ago.
Said that
they had approved part of it earlier. This is another part of it. The governor already said he could sign it. If this thing was so important and it was everybody's priority, why that thing was held until 11:59 and 59?
Majority leader kept rolling it.
He kept rolling it. And so what was he doing? I mean, maybe there's some strategy there.
I think they lost track of what the bill numbers were because Roberson had to keep going over telling him. Roberson went to the floor with a list of bills, a handwritten list saying this is must pass in order to sign EDI.
But it's because of that bill that they went into special session, and the fact that they couldn't get that bill done,
Well, and Millennium Scholarships were part of the...
No, I think that was thrown in as to make up for the alternative bill that the governor had preferred on having a new route for teachers.
Teach for America.
For teachers, Teach for America. I think that before the session started, I think most of the time we commented on the inexperience of the leadership of the upcoming session, and how every chair was chairing their committee for the first time, that no one had actually been in the circle of leadership in either house to close things down, which is requires planning before you do it, and things like that. I think it ended with exactly for the same reasons that there were hitches throughout the session. The management of process is something that is learned, and those skills are learned through experience. And we saw a session where the only really experienced hand happened to be not in the building, but in the building down the mall in the governor's office, and he set the tone for what needed to be done before the session started. And if there was any doubt about who was in control, issuing a 4 o'clock proclamation to come back in at 6:30 and get out of there by 8 a.m. to finish the work that you couldn't do in your 120 days, I think it sent that message.
Mr. Baringo,
he's busting up here. Bob Baringo, former Speaker of the Assembly. Have at it, sir.
Well, I was telling Larry before we started this entree, I haven't been in the building. I haven't been down at all, so I don't know what goes on other than what I read in the paper, what I see. But it's been my belief all through the session. They did not understand the process, did not understand how to get bills introduced, how to get concepts on paper and move them through the process. And so now I'm hearing that from everybody. That was exactly what it was. Closing down the session is you got to start back here and, as they say, get a list of what you need and start moving it. Have the printer online, get the mechanics of how things work going. It's not hard to do. You just have to understand how it does. And I think also the way the legislature has been operating for the last several years, sessions I should say, when leadership tells you how to vote and when to vote, then your mind doesn't engage and you don't learn how the process works. Therefore, you don't, when you're handed the process, you can't make it work.
Totally agree. I absolutely agree on that, Mr. Speaker. You know, and watching it, I mean, it's when, first of all, we're still suffering through is probably going to get me in trouble, but you've got Mr. Breyerman, who's new to being Secretary of the Senate, so he doesn't know the process either. And Bob Kroll should have loaned them Claire so that she could have come in and helped them. You had Lauren Malkovich in the building, who's now with R&R, but he couldn't go step on anybody's toes as far as Rick Combs did a wonderful job, who's Legislative Counsel Bureau. But he's also run that ship before. So it was just amazing to watch when the only people there was the core of the Republican Senate in the Senate side, and then Marilyn trying to get some of the people to cooperate with what was going on, and we're still trying to shoot down Teach for America to make the teachers union happy.
But it was a place setter kind of session. They talked about the right issues. They just couldn't bring themselves to action on the issues. But they've all learned now, and there are a lot of bright younger legislators in there who I think when they come back, they will have this experience under their belt. I would expect the next session to be far more substantive. And also, I would hope, procedurally much
well, better. Like Bob said, it's been OJT on the job training.
But we need to remember, it's not like it was smooth all along and then the last day everything went to hell. I mean, there were so many bills that were shoved into Senate Finance and Assembly Ways and Means, more so probably than you've ever seen before. And what they got them, because they have deadlines for these bills. You have first House, first committee, second House, et cetera. But these bills, they made them exempt from those deadlines, stick a fiscal note on them, and put them in the money committee. So they would have a hearing on a bill, let's say in February, stick a fiscal note on it, and you wouldn't hear it again until the last week or last day. And even in this special session, they're hearing a bill on the assembly floor that they'd never heard in the assembly before, in any committee.
All right. And didn't get out.
Let's take a break. Yeah. More Without Pundits. I love this show. Every 2 years to do this, these guys have had almost no sleep. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
With gun rights come gun responsibilities. We know that because we're gun owners. And like 86% of Nevadans, we know that background checks on gun purchases are common sense. Because they stop criminals and the mentally ill from buying guns. But Governor Sandoval is threatening to veto the background check law. So call him at 775-684-5670. Tell the governor to stand with Nevadans, not criminals in the gun lobby.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's our all-pundit show from the legislature, and we are dealing with a special session this morning, Tuesday the 4th. Mary Lau is here, Trey Abney, Larry Mathias, and Bob Arango. So you're talking about, you know, all these on-the-job training that has gone on in this session. The big difference between this session and the next session, I am presuming if the economy for Nevada keeps going the same way, there will be money to spend next time, and doesn't that throw the monkey wrench into all of this?
Well, if you're directing that comment to me, there was money to spend this time. They increased funding. They didn't get to increase, however, you know, as high as they would have loved to have gone, because they weren't able to bring up, you know, create any new taxes or anything. But the funding is being increased, and there were some complaints during the latter part of session going, you know, we haven't been able to do any of this stuff because government's been in a recession. It's like, well, actually, no. The entire state of Nevada, the U.S. economy, and the world economy has been in a recession, so there has been no money. As the tax stuff comes in better and performs, but they did a lot of abatements, exclusions, and exemptions again. They love to whine about the base not being broad, and then they love to narrow the base through their own bills. So.
Well, we're going to see every constitutional office up for election in this next cycle, and only the governor will be an incumbent. All the others will be open seats. Well, open seat. Well, no, I think he will be the incumbent. all the others are going to be open, and I think that process, more than the legislative elections, are going to be about what to do with new money. What to do with the priorities that they talked about all through the last 6 months, and they didn't really get around to doing all the things that they talked about. And then, of course, there'll be action or campaigns based around some of the popular bills of this session, one way or another. But I think that the watch the constitutional office races. I think that they're going to set the tone for where the priorities are going to be. The next time the legislature meets.
Well, and gross margins. That's going to weigh in real heavy. It's going to weigh in on campaign contributions. Yes. It's going to weigh in on press time. A lot of advertising, guys.
We won't have any campaign contributions for anybody because it's all going to be spent on against this effort.
Yeah. Katie, bar the door.
So let's talk about some of the things that were done in this session. An additional $500 million towards education, K-12.
That's right. And you've got, you know, the governor presented a budget with an increase and then found more money. I'm not sure what couch cushions they find over the session, but he found more money.
Senator Dennis said, we know where the money was.
To put toward education, about $500 million more. Now, the Democrats will argue that a lot of that's roll-up costs and utility costs and increasing student population, so it's not all brand-new money, brand-new programs. But this is the first governor in the history of the state that's funded ELL, English Language Learner programs. That's a big deal, and Clark more so. And so he's the first one to ever do that. And so the Democrats, of course, wanted more, and they always will, but it certainly is a great start.
Bob?
Well, I think money then causes the problems and the conflicts, and I suspect that the folks that were there this session who didn't get their program out early on will now get the program, learn how to get the program drafted and in the play early on, and that will be out there. So there will be some more of that happening that we didn't see much of this time. They'll have more information about that, and they'll run their campaigns in that, and so it'll all be a different session.
In the end, what happened with the live entertainment tax?
I don't know.
Mary?
LET didn't it didn't go anywhere because they started arguing over the details. Marilyn cut a lot of exemptions, or cut a lot of the people that she was going to bring into the program, and tax and stuff. And then finally, it became a weapon for negotiation. They misunderstood that Speaker Kirkpatrick was putting it out there for discussion. It was not an end of session game or anything else. It's like, okay, I made you an offer, you refused it. We won't straighten out those taxes either.
Okay, so Electric Daisy Carnival, Burning Man, Jim
Status members. Quo. Status quo.
All right, okay, let's take a break. Sure. We'll come right back after this timeout.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub and Laub, we're here for you.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack Cheese Omelet, Burger and Fries, Super Sloppy Joe and Fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel here as the state is still in session at the legislature. Mary Lau is here, Trey Abney, Larry Mathias, and Bob Berengo. Mary, the big winner at this session.
Governor Sandoval. No-brainer.
And gaming?
Gaming did good. They had an excellent session. They made some negotiations, and as everybody knows, the meal comp meal program and stuff like that, and then they called it even. We won't ask for a refund. You don't ask us to pay. And so they took that pressure off the state. And
the online gaming at the very beginning.
Online
of the
gaming. Mm-hmm. They did the sports kiosks. They ended up with a study on the smaller slot parlors, as they called it, through Dottie's and stuff. So they didn't quite get Dottie survived to fight another day and stuff like this. But gaming had a good session, but I wouldn't say it was a greedy session. I would say there was a lot of cleanups and stuff, but I think they're in a good position now because they can't be part of the conversation in 17 or 19 as far as, or yeah, 15 or 17 as far as taxing goes and stuff like that. Although the comp meals tax is on.
You know, our friend Senator Tick Siegerblum is wondering how that's legal because one legislature can't bind a future legislature. So if the 2015 legislature wanted to go in and do something with comp meal gaming, is there anything to stop them from doing that?
No. Well, I tell Absolutely you what, he's a trial lawyer. Yeah. Let him sue.
There is nothing they can they can go back and put it in, but then with the agreement with the state, which is not bound by the legislature, there's a clawback. And the legislature has to determine whether that clawback is worth implementing the tax or not.
Larry, any other big winners?
Besides the governor, NV Energy and the resorts, I think that.
Or Warren Buffett.
I Envision is now Buffett Vision. That was probably the only major change.
Mary, your thoughts on Envision?
Well, they already put in a rate increase filing, so I think they probably, the publicity of that is going to kill them. You know, I mean, they've already put in the filing, so, and that had nothing to do with it, but policy and politics and public perception.
Okay. That was a perception issue. No matter what you think about the bill, because as a chamber, I had members on both sides, including NV Energy, by the way. But it's how quick it went through. You had a lot of amendments proposed that were never heard. I mean, it's just the public perception of how that bill got through the process, no matter what you think about it, again.
Okay. Bob, your thoughts on mining's treatment of the legislature?
I think mining did pretty well, didn't they?
Well, they kind of got attacked from their right flank with Senator Roberson, which nobody expected. Yeah. He took that issue away from the Democrats. The Democrats historically have tended to be the ones that want to go after mining. Roberson comes out and says, we want $600 million for education. He wanted to put that as an alternative on the ballot, alternative to the margins tax. So they were dealing with that. At the same time, SGR 15, which had already passed last session, passed again this session, to take the mining piece out of the Constitution. So their taxes weren't increased this session, but they were certainly under attack. It certainly was not an easy session for mining.
Well, except for now, even the press is going, oops, I guess they were telling the truth. It's going to decrease the revenue.
Yeah, they were roughed up, but they weren't hurt.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
right. And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. A great Power Abundant panel, and you all go get some sleep. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
News 4's Joe Hart, working for you.
Getting answers to the questions you ask the most.
What's my tax money going toward?
Whatever happened to that robbery suspect?
When will that construction job get finished?
Getting the facts and bringing the answers to you.
Submit your questions to jhart@mynews4.com. And remember to put Ask Joe in the subject line.
I'll go straight to the source to get the answers you're looking for.
Ask Joe, weeknights on News 4 at 6. Download the MyNews 4 app on the iPhone App Store and Google Play.
Classic American styling. A 315 horsepower V8. And shaker sound with satellite radio, Microsoft Sync, and all the trimmings. This is not a new car. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference? Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
I'm Jennifer Rose.
And I'm John Oliver.
Together, we bring you The Plush Life each week right here on News 4.
Plush Life highlights businesses, events, and some incredibly inspiring people.
We believe in community involvement and living a life full of love, health, happiness, and knowledge.
We also believe in good food, good wine, great people, and bringing a fun and interesting show every week.
And that's exactly why you should watch us on Sunday nights at 6:30 only on News 4.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, State Senator Mark Hutchison will join us. It's a great show. See you then. Thanks for watching.